This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, fresh off a victory in his lawsuit to clear his name from now confirmed slander, libel. He's not going to be getting into that today, but he's going to be joining us to cover the waterfront of his take on what's happening in the world. So I look forward to that. And I will open the phones up for the governor at the bottom of the hour. That's why we're having him back. So we had Congressman Ron Paul on earlier, a very powerful interview. Man, there's so much he got into, saying we were lied to about 9/11. And I got to go back and listen to that interview. That was just crazy powerful. He got into a whole bunch of stuff that I was like, wow, he just said that. Wow, he just said that. I've got to go back and listen to that. But always a newsmaking interview, always important. So former Congressman Ron Paul was on with us. This Ebola thing is really concerning me because it is a pandemic in Africa. The UN says 1.4 million could end up getting it. As many as a million could die. Some are saying 5 million. I mean, I hope that's not the case. But what I'm worried about is a vaccine. I don't trust this system. North Texas hospital evaluating patient for potential Ebola exposure. That's out of CBS News, DFW, and saying they show signs of it and came from a country where it was happening. Ebola alert, U.S. Patient zero suspected in Dallas. Travel history, symptoms suggest infection. That's up on Infowars.com. Ebola outbreak, thousands of orphans shunned. At least 3,700 children in Guyana, Liberia, and Sierra Leone who have lost one or both parents to Ebola this year face being shunned, the UN has said. Carriers are urgently needed, caregivers for these orphans, UNICEF said. So, again, there's other just amazing news on that front. I'm going to go ahead and go to him here because we got him on a little bit early. We're going to come back from break. I got a bunch of questions that I want to ask Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, fresh off his victory, where the jury said, yes, he was libeled and slandered. But we're not going to talk about that a bunch today. I want to get into the waterfront of world events and where Jesse thinks the planet is going. Jesse, we're going to break in a moment. Thanks for coming on, Governor. But first off, what are some of the things you want to get to when we come back?
Oh, I don't really care, Alex. You know, with you, I'll talk any subject that you pretty much want to talk to me about. If you want to talk about the trial, we can talk about the trial. Whatever thing you want to discuss is fine with me.
I want to ask you when we come back, in your gut, where you think humanity's going to be in 100 years. Will humanity survive? Don't answer that yet. I just want to get your take on it. And I want to ask you about your TV show. I tell you, I watch it when I can online, but I had three people yesterday come up to me separately and bring up your TV show and some of the big debates you've been having on it. So congratulations having all these other hit TV shows in the establishment media and now having one in cyberspace. I think that's the real mark of super success that you could dominate in cyberspace.
Well, Alex, all I can say is this show I'm doing right now is my favorite one I've ever done. Because of the fact that there's no FCC regulations, nobody hovers over me, and Aura.tv, I'm the boss. I mean, I talk about anything that I want to talk about, and it's wonderful. And that's all I can say. I'm so content doing this show, I don't even want to do anything else.
I remember you were driving off with Kinky Friedman about 8 years ago when I first met you. It's got to be longer than that. Man, time flies. In San Antonio, we did an interview, and as you were getting in the car, I said, Governor, wait till you finally do your own thing on the Internet. That's when you're going to have your most fun. I don't know if you remember me saying that to you.
I don't recall it because we were everything was moving so fast, but I'll take your word for it.
I just remember that because I knew you were made for the Internet, where you could just be unfiltered. We're going to come back, talk about the show so much more. And at the bottom of the hour, take phone calls, wild card. Anything you want to ask the governor, Jesse the Mind Ventura, freshly vindicated in his lawsuit. It was all pure bull. It never happened. He told the truth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Fired
You're
up.
Listening to Alex Jones.
I love powerful broadcasts, and I think we had one of the most powerful interviews with Ron Paul earlier, where he came out and said they lied about 9/11, the 28 pages, where he dropped a bunch of other big bombshells. I love to see Ron Paul getting more hardcore, and now we got somebody who's always hardcore and will always tell you what he really thinks. You know, there's probably 10% of things that Jesse Ventura believes that I don't agree with. I could care less, because he says what he really thinks. He's honorable. He doesn't lie. He's the real deal. Everything he's ever told me, he's done. Everything he's ever told me has turned out to be true. And as you get older, you learn what a rare thing that is. And I'm not, again, kissing his butt. We were talking about honor in the last hour and being honorable. and how really that's the most valuable thing you can have in this world. It's kind of like Tony Montana says in Scarface, there's only two things I got in this world, and that's my word and my huevos, and I won't break them for anybody. And so that's why I really love Jesse Ventura, because he is the real McCoy, a real-life John Wayne character. Jesse, it's great to have you here with us, Governor.
Great to be on again, Alex. It's fall, and of course, I don't know when I'll head across the grid again, because, you know, my second home down there was really devastated. And I want to make a correction so that people understand that our mainstream media really doesn't do their homework. Baja was not hit by a hurricane. Baja was hit by a typhoon.
That's right. It's in the Pacific.
A hurricane is only in the Atlantic Ocean. A typhoon is in the Pacific Ocean. But mainstream media seems to have lost sight of that fact, because I know that from being in the Navy. I was taught that in the United States Navy, that in the Pacific it's a typhoon. But getting back to Baja, it was devastated. And what bothers me is you don't even hear about it on the news. All they do is make light stories like, oh, a bachelorette party was interrupted by the hurricane that hit Baja. They don't realize that place was devastated, just like Katrina devastated New Orleans. And they are our brothers and sisters to the South. Why aren't we helping them instead of worrying about waging war in the Middle East? There, I've gotten off my pulpit.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because I remember watching the news, and it just clicked. I didn't even catch that when Baja was getting smashed by a typhoon. I mean, you learn that in like seventh grade or whatever, when they have a little bit of meteorology in science class, that hurricanes are in the Atlantic, typhoons are in the Pacific, typhoons rotate the opposite direction, they can get up to 100 miles an hour faster. I mean, and I remember meteorologists on the news calling it a hurricane. That had to be on purpose, Jesse.
Oh, I don't know if it's on purpose. I just think it's ignorance. I just think that they are not that deep into it anymore, and that word has overtaken, that hurricane's overtaken typhoon. It's really here nor there. But the main thing is this, Alex, is why aren't we helping these people down there? I don't see anything on television. I don't see anybody coming forward and saying, you know, there's devastating. These people have lost everything down there, a lot of them. I mean, I'm fortunate. I've gotten word that my house has withstood it. You know, I live off the grid, though. The cities are the places that have really been nailed down there. And all the people in this country that enjoy vacationing down there, they enjoy the life down there. Come on, step up to the plate. And let's look to support the Red Cross and other things that are needed down in the Baja very badly right now.
Yeah, there hadn't really been a lot of coverage of that, but I know it happened.
There's been none. They let it pass right by and all hummed it, and that's all you hear from it. You know?
You know, now that I think about it, that's pretty rare for the West Coast to get hit by a typhoon. And it's strange that they didn't talk more about that.
Well, they certainly haven't done anything with it, you know, as far as relief or anything like that. The word I'm getting, though, is that the people are being vigilant. They're doing great down there. And I've lived there for now 8 years, and I have no doubt in my mind, of course, they're going to survive it. They're survivors down there. They don't worry about what Wall Street's doing today. They worry about, am I going to have food on my table tomorrow? You know, it's much more prevalent than what Wall Street's doing. But it's a lifestyle I love, Alex, there. I'm off my thing now. But anyway, let's move on. There's something I want to talk about. I find it astounding, Alex, that the Republicans, and you know I'm an equal opportunity disliker of both parties, but I find it astounding the hypocrisy of the Republicans now accusing the Democrats of falling asleep at the wheel with ISIS. Excuse me, weren't they in charge when 9/11 occurred? And weren't they in charge when we invaded Iraq and created all of this disruption and instability over there? Here's my belief, Alex. They knew all along there was going to be an ISIS. All this stuff has been done on purpose to support the military-industrial complex and our war economy, which is what operates the United States of America today. We're an economy war-based.
Well, Governor, I totally agree with you, and For 4 years, they've been funding them to attack the Syrian government. They've killed hundreds of thousands of people. Almost all the fighters are al-Qaeda. They've just renamed it to ISIS. They gave them 600 tons of weapons, as Senator Rand Paul exposed. And now they're saying, give up your rights, al-Qaeda. ISIS is about to kill you any minute, when it's our own government in NATO that armed them. This has got to be the biggest whopper ever. I don't know how they're getting away with it.
Well, one of the things they're doing is what I pointed out on my show. They've got this new bomber now, the F-22 Raptor or something, and it's leading the airstrikes over there. Well, they cost $150 million apiece, and, you know, they got to see if they work, Alex. This is all part of the military-industrial war machine, and as soon as ISIS is destroyed, rest assured another named enemy will appear on the horizon over there. I mean, we've gone through al-Qaeda. We've gone through, who is it with the Taliban, and now we got ISIS. Well, as soon as they get rid of ISIS, they'll have some other fancy name for another group over there. My position is, let's get the hell out of there.
Oh, they've already created Khorasan. They've already got Khorasan out.
Yeah, there you go. So they get the fourth one on the horizon now. I don't agree with everything Ronald Reagan did. I don't put Ronald Reagan on the pedestal that the Republicans do. But the one thing I did agree with him, way back when they attacked our Marine barracks in Lebanon and they killed literally 200 brave Marines serving in that foreign country of Lebanon, did Ronald Reagan avenge and go to war? No. He got the hell out of there. He did what they would call today cutting and running. Well, sometimes it's better to be prudent than to strike back in revenge right away. And right now, in my opinion, the best thing this country can do is get the hell out of the Middle
sure.
East. Alex, I've said it before. Let's go back to Columbus. Remember Christopher Columbus?
Yes.
The guy who allegedly discovered the New World for the Anglo-Saxon European. What was he doing? He was on a mission to find an alternative route to India because he didn't want to go through the Middle East. Now, if Columbus was willing to defy science, because at that point they said the world was flat and you'd fall off the end of the earth, Columbus didn't care. He was willing to fall off the end of the earth not to go through the Middle East. Now, that was 500, 600, 700 years ago. Why haven't we learned from it?
You're right. And look, the big corporations, they just want a place to drop bombs and make trillions of dollars, trillions in the Iraq and Afghan wars of the last 13 years. We've been bombing Iraq.
Alex, it's all about the war culture of America today and supporting our military industrial complex, because I guarantee you, as soon as they put down ISIS, there will be another enemy on the horizon. You've already mentioned that new one they got.
It's incredible, and it's so formulaic. I had Ron Paul on earlier, and he's come out in support of Walter Jones and Congress's bill to release the 28 pages. I've talked to Jones and others. It does say clearly, even in the commission's report, that Saudi Arabia was involved and basically a stand-down was ordered. And Ron Paul basically said, yeah, we've been lied to about 9/11. Well, you've been saying that for 8-9 years. I've been saying that since it happened. But I think that's a good thing, though, that more and more of this is coming out. And even the New York Post, that's been a group demonizing anybody that talks about 9-11 being staged or being covered up, they now have come out and said that there's a cover-up. What do you make of that?
Well, certainly, you know, I had Congressman Jones on my show, and I was astounded. I mean, I thought I was talking to someone in the Twilight Zone. Because the exact things he was saying is the things you and I and all of us have been harping on for almost a decade now. And I was astounded, and I warned him. I said, aren't you fearful of repercussions, that they're going to come after you with a sledgehammer? You know, and he didn't feel that way. And I'm all for it, because he point blank told me. He said, these 28 redacted pages, he's read them. They have nothing to do with national security, nothing. So there's no reason they should be redacted. He said all they do is create a money trail that shows that the Saudis were the finances behind 9/11. And I bet if you continue that money trail, lo and behold, it could even report back to this country in some way, shape, or form.
Well, if you ever become president, I hope you put Walter Jones in your cabinet, because he's a very honorable person, but he doesn't get all the attention Ron Paul does.
Well, he's still elected in there, and so people need to pay attention to this guy, because as much as I admire Dr. Paul, Dr. Paul's now a civilian like me. And once you're a civilian, you have no power in the government. Right now, Congressman Jones is in that government, so therefore he has the power of what it's worth of actually still being in there.
That's right. We're getting him on next week. All right, Governor Jesse.
For how long he'll be there, I don't know.
We got to support him. All right, coming back, Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, fighting to promote liberty and a great awakening. Stay with us.
Hey, Boomer. I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For a special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. We'll put it up on screen for TV viewers. This popular online TV show is attracting big crowds. And, again, we'll tweet out the link at Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well. But going back to the governor in this short segment, we're going to open the phones up in the next segment for any question or comment. We don't censor your calls. We just ask that it's a quick question or a comment for the governor, not a diatribe like I would do. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, this is a short segment, Governor. I want to get into the police state with you. In your TV shows, you've warned about it for years. I've been talking about it forever. Armored vehicles, MRAPs being delivered to public schools, NSA spying, it's all for the American people. Now we learn in Albuquerque, where earlier this year they shot that unarmed homeless man and let a dog chew on his dead body, that as the police drove up the hill, we have the clip, they said, quote, "I'm going to shoot him right in the male member," says cop before executing him. Here's another headline today. Florida woman arrested for possession of SpaghettiOs. Cop sees car and then tell when the man says get a warrant, they say, we're going to seize your car for exercising your rights. I mean, it's stacks of this. And I'm not just bashing police themselves, but the system is definitely trying to turn our police into something out of The Running Man. I mean, they're trying to turn the police into the character you played in that hit Schwarzenegger film. Your take on that?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, Alex, because I did an interview on my show. And this interviewee brought up The Running Man again. I mean, I'm hearing more and more talk out there about The Running Man. And people need to understand the film I did with Arnold, The Running Man, it's written by Richard Bachman, who in reality was Stephen King. Now, I have all the respect in the world for Stephen King. He's a phenomenal writer. But I do not want to live in a world of Stephen King's imagination. And that's what The Running Man was. Stephen King's look at the future and the use of his imagination. Well, he's too bizarre for the reality of the world. Bless him for what he does entertaining us, but I don't want to live in a Stephen King world. And that's the way we're heading towards The Running Man. I mean, we discovered that the TSA eventually down the line is going to give airplane travelers these wristbands that will have all your vitals on it. With my show Conspiracy Theory, that was the episode they wouldn't allow on. We found out they were going to use these wristbands, and everybody jump on board. Oh, I got the wristband, all my vitals, that's all I got to have. What they weren't going to tell you is that that wristband would decommission you like a taser.
Yes.
Everyone wearing them. So anyone in the airport could be dropped to the floor in convulsions if you're wearing these things. And, you know, much the same as The Running Man. If you remember when Arnold escaped, he had the thing around his neck. And he had to have it taken off by Mick Fleetwood. Otherwise, they could activate it and it would blow his head off. And so, you know, we're heading that direction.
Sure.
And people better wake up to the fact that our police is supposed to be a reflection of us. They are not to be the military. Our police are turning far more military today than to be a reflection of society. And I'm against having all these armored vehicles. I'm against all these policemen who look like stormtroopers now. They even wear the Nazi-like looking helmets. You can't even see their faces. They come out. And I understand police is a dangerous job. But if you look at the statistics, I believe there's at least 10 other jobs that are more dangerous. Am I right on that?
Yes, and most cops get killed in car wrecks, and it's all for intimidation. It's all federally, worldwide, the police are going to this model under the RAND Corporation. It's an admitted plan to basically take over countries. They call it a national stabilization force. That sounds like something out of The Running Man as well.
Oh, yeah, very much so, and it's ridiculous, and it's time that we, you know, I don't know how many times, Alex, I could tell people, the only way out of this is to stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. I mean, I'm sick of saying it because nobody bothers to listen and they keep electing them over and over again. You know, they're like the mouse on the treadmill. They can't get off it. And until our populace can get off the treadmill, this is what we're going to face.
You're right. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. And if we'll put him back up on screen, you go to aura.tv/off the grid. If you just type in Jesse Ventura off the grid into a search engine, it comes right up. You can find his Facebook, Twitter, and you can also find the censored shows from his conspiracy theory show on YouTube. They're always taking them down, but folks are putting them back up. I want to talk about web censorship with you, Governor, when we come back, because the inventor of the Internet, not Al Gore, but the real one, said there's an attempt to end the Internet because, yeah, the system can't compete with my show and your show. So what do you expect him to do to try to shut us down? Straight ahead with Jesse Ventura, your phone calls, and more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No flowers, no flashbulbs, no line. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still...
All right, your phone calls are coming up for former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. We were just speaking about 1984 and the Running Man. Thailand considers tracking tourists with GPS bracelets after banning Orwell's 1984 being sold in the country. Thailand, which began arresting citizens last summer for reading copies of George Orwell's 1984, is now considering tracking tourists with GPS devices. Thailand's tourism and sports minister, I won't try to pronounce this name, Kabakarn Wattanagavakarl, said the government is working with hotels and resorts to assign ID wristbands, including serial numbers of tourists, for future plans, including GPS tracking. As he first, it comes out with the bracelet, and then they train you for it. The next step would be some sort of electronic device that would not yet be discussed in detail, he told Reuters. So that story just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before we get into some of the other issues, Jesse, and where you think the world's going, and the attempts to censor the internet that I was just mentioning before the break, your court case. You know, I follow the news, and there's still just a steady demonization campaign, kind of like when you were in Minnesota. They said you got pulled over by the cops at the airport starting fights, and you were in Minnesota when that happened and came on the show and said, I'm in Minnesota, not true. Fox News reported that first. Then they said right when you drove into Mexico that you'd been running around saying you were glad Navy SEALs were dead and it had been beaten up. Of course, none of that was true, now proven in court. And then now I tune in. I mean, I just see stuff. Jesse Ventura's glad SEALs are dead. Jesse Ventura attacks widow when her insurance paid for it. I mean, what were you supposed to do? I mean, it's News Corp. And I'm not even attacking News Corp. I don't have a dog in the fight. But you're my friend. It's not true. News Corp published the book. And so they never tell people that. They just sit there. They really have it out for you. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, they won't have me on either to allow me to defend myself. I cannot go on Fox News. We've tried on multiple occasions. They won't. Yet they trash me continually. Well, I'm a danger to them, and it's also because they have a major conflict of interest. News Corp owns both HarperCollins and Fox News. So if I win a lawsuit against HarperCollins, that's money out of Fox News's pocket, you know, up the corporate ladder. So they're being dishonest with the public and not telling them that they have a major conflict of interest and that they are with the HarperCollins book that I might have made $40 million off that book. Now, they paid the estate. Now, let's go to the estate for a moment. I've been accused of going after the widow and her children. Well, it's not true. You cannot find one legal document that says I went after Taya Kyle, the widow. I sued Chris Kyle. Chris Kyle tragically died. Well, then it's standard procedure. The lawsuit shifts from the person to the person's estate. Taya Kyle, the wife, came in and became the executor of this estate by choice. She knew the lawsuit was there. She knew it was pending, and she chose to become part of it because the executor to an estate can be a lawyer, it can be an uncle, it can be anybody. The state approves it. She wanted it. She chose to do it. So she became the executor of the estate and entered into the lawsuit. Now, everything on her end was covered by insurance. She didn't have to pay for the big table of lawyers. She wasn't even involved in settlement talks. The last settlement talk, they wanted to leave her in Texas. She didn't even have to come up to be part of it from their side. And so, but yet the media continues to portray me like, who's the little guy on CNN who said, have I no shame, Anderson Cooper, and all this. And Fox News continues to say, well, witnesses showed, da-da-da. None of these people were ever in the courtroom, Alex. So when they refer
to... No, they just got fake witnesses that they pulled out of their, you know what, and it's...
Exactly. When they talk about any evidence in this case, they're making it up. Because they were not in the courtroom. I was there every
day. I agree. They lost the case. They lost the case, and I tune in, and they act like you lost.
Yeah, well, and they make it look like somehow the jury was wrong, and that how could the jury get it wrong? The jury was not wrong. The evidence was so overwhelming that he never hit me. We never had a confrontation, and the whole thing was fabricated.
Well, it's ridiculous. And you're not going to go in a Navy SEAL bar where you're friends with the owner for a commencement and then say you're glad SEALs are dead and obviously get in a big fight. I mean, it's just – plus, I know you. You're all about not getting in confrontations and all about being nice in public. It's just pure, absolute crap.
Yeah, and it came out that way, but again, Fox News, even to this day, continues to make it look like I'm guilty. And as I said, it never happened. Hey. The jury heard the evidence.
Hey.
And then they get on me because they awarded me $1.84 million. Well, most of that's going to go to my attorneys, and I didn't ask for that. That's what the jury awarded me.
Listen,
that is the jury, what they did.
Governor, Bill O'Reilly, we played the clip, I'm going to play it again, had a thing about cyber-stalking women on the Internet and sex crimes and cut to a clip of my face yelling and had my face turn red and said, we've got to ban the hate. And my lawyer said, no, clearly that's an attempt to defame you. You could win it, but it would cost millions and take years. Well, just like you've had to do. MSNBC said the Boston bombers were influenced by me to blow stuff up with no evidence. So the question is, why are they doing dirty tricks on you? Dirty tricks on me. They've been doing it to Rand Paul as well, having Democrats dress up like Klan members and show up at his events. Luckily, we caught them. It's because they've got our phones tapped. None of us are perfect, but they know we're real, and they're scared of anybody who might ever tell the truth. So they're trying to assassinate our character.
Yeah, exactly. We're considered, I guess, their rival. We're not in their court. We're not in what they're trying to do. So naturally, we are the enemy. And so they're fortunate to have the power of the media in their back pocket, who can then continue to portray us. I mean, Alex, I love it how they portray me as some I'm out of my mind and a wild man. You know, that people believe I'm out of control of all this.
Oh.
You've met me. I'm never out of control. It's so laughable. You kind of chuckle over it, the way they try to portray me in the media.
Let me tell you a story.
Photos of you.
I'll tell you how not dumb, but not paying attention to the public is. Every time Hulk Hogan gets in trouble, I get emails or on the street or my neighbors come over. Or if I'm at a party and they go, hey, your buddy Jesse Ventura got caught in a sex tape. Hey, your buddy Jesse Ventura, you know, just got divorced and his son just wrecked a car. And I go, no, that's Hulk Hogan. Jesse Ventura is all about being in control of his life. And they go, no, whatever, cover up for your friend. So it's almost like an Americana to be ignorant. You know, Assad gets attacked by al-Qaeda, we fund him, and then we blame Assad. I mean, it's like a religion of being ignorant in America. I'm not trying to be mean here, but I have experienced it with you. You don't look like Hulk Hogan. You've got dark hair, he's got blonde hair. I guess you're both big guys. You were rivals. So how does – look, if I've seen this myself – am I right, or have you experienced being blamed for Hulk Hogan?
Well, I've been blamed for him a few times, and I don't know. Maybe he's been blamed for me, too. I have no idea on that. But there was a time that we both had bleach blonde hair, and we were both big wrestlers. And so, you know, it doesn't bother me that I can get mistaken for him at times. I don't care about that. But it does bother me, though, if he does something and I get the blame for it, if he does something that's not particularly too good, you know, people should have enough common sense to be able to distinguish the two. But then again, mistakes can be made. But what's happening with our media is not mistakes, it's intentional.
Exactly.
You know,
they're playing on the public's ignorance. I mean,
Yep. And that's what they do. They play on the public's ignorance. And they always make me out to be some out of control guy. And now, because I did an entertainment show called Conspiracy Theory, allegedly I have no credibility, and he's one of those conspiracy nuts. Well, people need to also remember, 9 out of 10 times when the government gives you their story, it is likewise a conspiracy theory. It's only a theory what they're telling you, because it's never backed up with any hard evidence. They just tell you their side of the story. But yet, and I love, too, Alex, how today they've morphed the word truth into being bad. If you're called a truther today, something's wrong with you, you're out of control, you're a crazy person. So by the opposite thought, you mean liar is now good? You know, I don't get this. Truth used to stand for something. And they've morphed it today into truth being bad.
Well, I don't think it's working.
Like that, we have to overcome.
I don't think it's working. Congress has a 7% approval rating. I want to go to calls, Governor. But first off,
sure.
Go back to that question. In your gut, with your son or your daughter, your whole life, Do you think humanity's going to make it and survive? I mean, we've got the West clearly in the wrong trying to start a war with Russia. And I'm not even defending Putin. It's just clear he's starting to fight, in my view.
I think all of it's planned, and it's all a big scare tactic, like what L. Fletcher Prouty said at the end of World War II, how all wars would now be fought in third world nations, and they would be fought to where the military would have no direct objective to achieve where they could claim victory. And every war has been that, so I tend to believe what Colonel Prouty said because the proof's in the pudding. It's what's happened. And I think all these wars are done on purpose as really a distraction, and again, to fulfill an economy that is war-based. They have to keep us at war now. We have to keep making these planes. We have to keep making these implements of war. So until we change our culture, this is what we're going to get. Now, can we change our culture? Certainly. But it starts with electing the right people, and electing Democrats and Republicans ain't going to get it done. So until we break the stranglehold of the two parties on our government, there's no hope for us.
I agree with you, but in your gut, where do you see this country going?
I don't know. The new millennium kids give me hope because they're not watching television. The average viewer of Fox News is 72 or 73, which means they're going to be dying shortly. So that could be the end of Fox News when all the people that watch them are dead from old age. So I think, Alex, with the new millennials, if they'll not fall victim like we did in the 60s, the war ended in Vietnam and we became part of the cultural system then. We didn't stay separate from it. I'm hoping that the new millennials will learn from this, that they will break away from the status quo and, for lack of a better term, continue to do their own thing, because their wars have been ongoing the whole time. So it doesn't compare directly to Vietnam. And they're smart kids. They got the internet, and the internet right now is uncontrollable, but rest assured, the government will do their best to control it.
Well, they can't compete with us. I mean, CNN's collapsing. They're all collapsing. We're exploding. Ron Paul's got his own channel, reaching millions. I mean, it's really an exciting time. And I would encourage all the viewers and listeners, go out and do your own thing as well. Also support our local AM and FM affiliates, because that's a precious way to reach people. Let's go ahead and talk. Let's take some calls, Gov. Let's talk to Tim in Florida. You're on the air.
Oh, I just want to say real quick, Jesse, the Body Ventura, you've always been a big fan. And real quick, you know, every time they've ever showed a video of them Islamic beheading anybody, they never wore any masks, and there wasn't ever no break. So the ones that my argument is, they stopped in the middle, and then they never showed the bodies with the actual beheading.
That's a good question. I mean, we know they put out fake stuff before. How can you believe any of it?
Well, another thing to remember, too, people, that's what they do over there. The Saudi Arabian government has beheaded people. That's what they do. See, I oppose all capital punishment. What's the difference if you're beheading somebody or putting them in a toaster or injecting them with a chemical that doesn't work half the time that we do here? Capital punishment, still capital punishment. I disagree with it vehemently, and it shouldn't exist on the planet.
Well, I'm for capital punishment in the village.
I'm not.
Well,
I'm not.
Let me just go back briefly and get your take on this. Go back to the village, and half the village sees somebody strangle a kid. The village would go beat the guy to death. That's natural justice. But you can't trust a corrupt state that's been caught framing innocent people. I mean, some estimates are half of death row are innocent. So you can't trust a system like that to mete out the death penalty, whether it's North Korea or the United States. What do you say to that?
Well, my belief is this, Alex. We may differ a little. Here I am, the atheist, who doesn't believe in the death penalty. Imagine that. But for all the religious people, thou shalt not kill. There's no asterisk there. It doesn't say, well, except in the case of a murder, you can put him to death. Somebody has to pull that switch. And I've had shows where I said, who's more powerful, God or the government? Well, clearly the government's more powerful because the government can kill and there's no repercussions from God.
Sure.
So, you know, my position is killing is wrong, and so is killing for punishment. That is wrong, too.
Sure.
We shouldn't be doing it because
Sure, but the translation, just to be clear, is thou shalt not commit murder. The King James says kill. I mean, obviously, you would defend yourself if somebody attacked you.
Well, of course there's self-defense. If it's you dying or the other person's attempting to kill you, that's totally different.
Let's do one more.
I'm talking about having a system. I oppose capital.
No, I get it. It makes sense. Slim, real fast question. Slim in Canada. Go ahead.
Yep. I'm just calling regarding, I think it's a lot worse than we think it is, personally. This ISIS group that changes their name every 5 minutes, like P. Diddy or whatever the hell his name is right now, pardon my French. And then, you know, with all the stuff going on, the beheadings and those being questionable, and I have a request. I mean, I thank you both for what you're doing, but...
You know, this is weird, though. I've never seen calls come in with the same weird point about beheading. I'm looking at these calls on screen. A bunch of them are about beheadings. People are, I don't know, do you guys know each other calling in with this theme?
No, I'm not, I don't know who that guy was.
Okay, well, what's your question real quick? What's your question?
I think it's a lot worse. Do you guys agree with me that it's a lot worse than we think it is? I mean, there's a lot of fear-mongering, but I think it's worse.
I don't. I don't anticipate ISIS coming here and invading our country. I think, and imagine this, if we hadn't gone into Iraq, taken out Saddam Hussein, and destabilize the whole region, would there be ISIS if Saddam was in charge today?
Sure, I agree.
I don't think so.
No, you're absolutely right, Governor.
There would be no ISIS if Saddam Hussein was still in charge of Iraq.
Or if we hadn't in the last 4 years given him all these weapons, again, building up the enemy, as you said at the start of the interview. We're going to come back real quick, final segment with Jesse Ventura. Pete, Wildman, Todd, George, and others, get ready. We're coming back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. You felt betrayed. Your emotions began to consume you. Outrage set in. Then, nothing. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, but they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
we're almost out of time here on this Tuesday edition.
Going round.
Again, I'm not trying to be rude to the callers. I just want to get a lot of you in here. So ask your question or make your comment. We're going to go to Pete in Indiana. Pete, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura.
Hi, Jesse. Another call related to the beheading issues. But I just want to say, I believe that everybody in the United States is, not everybody, I don't really watch TV anymore, but I see a lot of people buying into this stuff, and people are conditioned definitely into accepting, you know, our rights being taken away. And it's been foreshadowed throughout, you know, probably since the mid-'80s.
Yeah, we've got to give our rights up because ISIS, you know, is cutting people's heads off when our government funded them. What's the point, though?
My point is that with the recent beheading of the woman in Oklahoma and the people, the sheeple, being prone to imitating what they see on TV or network TV, it's been suggested that we might start seeing IEDs planted by domestic ISIS affiliates, terrorists, whatever you want to call
them. Yeah, which is exactly what Homeland Security said they needed martial law for. Good point. Jesse, this whole thing does look scripted.
Well, you know, it may be, and the point of the matter is this. If we would get out of the Middle East, remember what Osama bin Laden said? He said, you don't see us attacking Norway, do you? If we get out of the Middle East, it would all end. The reason they're attacking us is because we're over there occupying them and telling them how to govern themselves. Let them govern themselves. Let's get the hell out of there. Columbus didn't want to go there. Why should we go there today?
Well, I'll say this. You don't see the Al-Qaeda people attacking, you know, South America, or you don't see them attacking South Africa because they're not over there, and it's a fake clash of civilizations. Todd in Ohio, thanks for calling. Quick question for Ventura.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Good. We're good. Go ahead.
Excellent. I'm a veteran, and I've come home from the military, and I noticed that there are a lot of different propaganda threats going on here in the United States. My question and point I want to make is what happens when we can't make up the, or wake up the masses and, you know, one of these terror threats hits? How do we resolve that?
Well, we've allegedly been hit on 9/11 by a massive terror attack, and the Republicans were in charge then. So the point is this. Government can't keep you safe without taking your freedom. I would rather have my freedom and take my chances than to be locked up and lose my freedom because they're going to keep me safe. I remember a cartoon I saw where it showed mom, dad, and the two kids, and they're all sitting at the dinner table, and they go, boy, I feel safe now. And the cartoon had them inside a barred cell, you know, locked in a cell. But, boy, I feel safe now. The point is this. Freedom is safety, and that's what we need to be striving for is freedom,
exactly.
Not locking down America. If you lock down America, they win.
That's right. Notice the annihilation of our freedoms in 13 years, and now Al-Qaeda has whole armies to take over. Obviously, it doesn't keep us safe. It's being used to take over. That's why our government's arming Al-Qaeda. This is how you conquer America. Thank you, Todd. I'm sorry the other callers. We're out of time. Governor, I know you're probably not going down to Baja. I mean, usually go, I guess, in September or October.
Well, you never know, Alex. I want to go down there to help, even more than my show. I'd like to go down and give physical help if I can because they need the help down there just like we needed it in New Orleans when Katrina hit. Nobody's covering it here in America, and we have our brothers and sisters down there in big trouble in the Baja.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's our help.
You've been on the show before via Skype down there, so if you're down there in a week or a month and want to give us a report here, we'd love to help off the grid as well get some coverage of what's happening down there, Governor.
Okay, we'll do that, Alex. Thank you, and we'll look forward. I'll talk to you again before I leave.
You bet. Say hi to your wife and everybody else, and have a great week coming up, Jesse.
You too. Bye, Alex.
All right, there goes Jesse. And again, folks, he's just a real guy. And that's why they hate him and want to destroy him. All right, folks, tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, and back tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.